Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. We've got a very special guest today. And for our listeners, you know that we are very blessed to be involved with a lot of different, very wonderful, deserving charitable organizations in and around Birmingham. We've told the story about you being part of 100 Chairs, so we won't involve all of that today. But today we've got Pamela Phipps, who is the managing director. What is your title exactly?
Executive.
All right. Well,
let's get that right.
I'm glad we cleared that up. So Pamela Phipps is the executive director of Grace House. Mm-hmm. And rather than me trying to describe Grace House and what y'all do, why don't you let folks know what y'all are all about?
I'm happy to do so, Tad. Thank you so much for having me here today.
It's our pleasure.
Grace House Ministries is a Christian residential campus of homes for girls in foster care. We have crossed the 30-year mark last year, and we're really excited. You know, we started with one house and eight girls. Today, I'm super proud and excited to say that we have 13 properties with 40 girls. Every single girl that walks through our doors have been abandoned, neglected, and abused, and they are in DHR's custody. So Grace House partners with DHR to give these girls a safe haven and a refuge.
I know y'all are one of the first organizations that we started doing our serve day with, where, you know, once every couple of months, once a quarter, depending on what we got going on, we'll shut down the office and take our whole team and invite any of our clients that wants to join. And so we've come over there and worked with y'all a couple times. And my goal is always to deliver a week's worth of work in about 3 hours. We got 15 people and clients. And it's been inspiring to see how much growth y'all have experienced.
Exactly. I was going
to say during, in the time that, because we haven't really even been coming over there, maybe five or six years, something like that.
I recall it was during the COVID times. We actually bought three properties.
Y'all have grown.
Well, now we were coming over there before COVID.
Yeah, it was before COVID.
But you're just saying that's when
we really peaked and just started buying properties. When a lot of, you know, unfortunately, group homes in our state were closing down. We were expanding. And I think that's just a testament to, you know, to the Lord's goodness and just mercy towards Grace House and the prayers of Mama Lois for so many years.
It's a beautiful neighborhood. Yeah. That neighborhood is beautiful. Everybody should go see it.
Yeah,
you should
Fairfield is amazing.
It's a beautiful neighborhood. Y'all have turned it into this great community. Yep. You have the garden.
I think that's because of all the yard work we've done.
I think so too.
Our painting skills aren't that good. But I was like, after we've painted this hallway, I was like, do y'all need to go back and get a professional? Come back here and clean up.
We love our volunteers.
So I know our daughter Tyler is, I don't know exactly, is it a big sister? What do you call that program?
Yes, so it's one of our volunteer programs. It's a mentoring program.
Right.
So we, you know, have older women, girls to mentor our girls because they need that. You know, they need a big sister, an aunt, a mother figure to really pour into them because it takes all of us, you know, in order for the girls to experience success. It's not just one person, certainly not just me. So we appreciate, you know, all of our volunteers to really take a deeper dive into mentoring, go one-on-one with our girls.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Tad Hill here, your co-host of Retire with Freedom. We'll get back to the podcast in just a moment, but first I want to recommend a book to you. It's the one I wrote to help retirees discover the 5 steps to getting a good night's sleep after the paycheck stop. You can probably guess the title. It is, of course, Retire with Freedom. In the book, I'll tell you a little bit of my story and why I became a financial advisor, but I'll also share with you some cautionary tales of retirees who have come before you. We'll talk about the importance of following true planning processes and how to choose the right advisor. Above all, I'll detail for you how we connect all of the dots for our clients to help you sleep well at night with confidence in your financial future. Look for the link in this episode's description to request a free copy of the book. I'd love to send you one. So click the link or just go to askfreedomfinancial.com. Is there a specific story or two that you think would that people would like to know about?
Absolutely. So we have a couple of staff members right now who are former girls themselves.
I love that.
Oh, yeah, no, because I can't remember her name.
Hannah.
Hannah. Hannah.
And their stories will make you cry because they didn't have family, you know, who they could depend on. And both of them, when they came to Grace House, they one at least was behind in school. And she ended up going to campus school, which is not ordinary, again, with group homes, but we go above and beyond. And this young lady just really thrived in campus school because she had that one-on-one attention, right, and was able to focus and get caught up on her studies. So she graduated campus school. She ended up going to Highlands Church. Highlands College, and has a ministry certification. And today she serves as our ministry and volunteer coordinator.
That's awesome. Wow.
And the other young lady that I think is just incredible, she graduated from Restoration Academy, which is one of our partner schools, went to Montevallo and got her bachelor's degree in social work. Furthered her degree by going to the University of Alabama, getting a master's in social work. Wow. And today she works as our youth program manager. So, you know, the programs, the things that we do at Grace House, they work. They yeah. really do work. And they produce girls who otherwise just wouldn't have the opportunities. They produce success in their lives.
That's amazing.
That's got to be so rewarding. And I remember you telling us, because we had you talk to our team a yeah. few years ago. Mm-hmm. And your history was you were going to be a lawyer, right?
That's right.
You
went to law tell school. Us that's right. Tell your story.
Well, really, it's kind of it's inspiring, yeah. and it's humbling, sure. really, when you know you had that.
I had a plan.
Opportunity. So right. talk to us a little bit about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So my whole life, I mean, I've always you know wanted to be a lawyer, and so right out of college, I worked for a law firm, and then moved to Houston, Texas, and was in law school there for a year. But I knew on day one that you know God had something different for me, so I moved back home. I worked as a paralegal for a couple of years, and true story, I started modeling. Moved to New York.
You are beautiful, it's by the way. Like, if y'all can't see her on the radio, she's
it's
beautiful.
It's so crazy.
Well, you can say that, right? It's okay for Tony to say.
I can totally see that.
I moved to New York, and God is my witness. It was really, the modeling was the bait for girls, and I just developed a heart for girls and mentoring and discipling girls. And so when I came back to Birmingham, I just dug in deep with my church and started a program there for girls, and really just my heart was just on fire. And so it was easy, if you will, for me to step into the shoes as executive director. And I'm no stranger to Grace House. I volunteered at Grace House in the late 90s when I was in college.
And when they were pretty new then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a few years old. And so I mentored one of the first 8 girls. And so God just really did a full circle, you know, in my life. And I think while I wanted to be a lawyer and advocate for those who didn't have a voice, I think I'm doing exactly that and more at Grace House.
I agree.
It's a well-run program. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, everybody should go out there and just visit the homes.
Absolutely.
They're nice. I mean, these girls get to see something
that's right.
You know, it's beautiful. It's well-run. I think they feel proud of it.
And that's intentional because our girls come from such dire backgrounds. You know, they need to see something beautiful. They need to feel loved and feel nurtured and special. And so we don't apologize for being beautiful.
Well, they deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely deserve it.
So, Pamela, tell folks if they want to get involved, they want to help out, you know, financially or donating their time, how do people
find out more about you? Go to our website, grace-house.org. We have volunteer opportunities, always looking for mentors, tutors, you know, visiting resources, people who serve as host home for our girls who have gone off to college, right?
Yeah.
And who still need a place to call home during spring break, summer break, or Christmas and Thanksgiving breaks. We extend our services to those girls as well. And so please go to our website, see how you can volunteer, serve on our green team. As I mentioned, you know, 13 properties. We've got a part-time maintenance guy. So we always need people to help us with the lawn care at Grace House.
We're part-time maintenance
That's
people,
right.
too.
Well, and you know what? Yeah, just the physical labor, too. Yeah. We have a lot of our clients that are retired, and they want something to get involved in. I mean, they're happy to show up with us and just, you know, what do you need today?
You need
gardening. You need, we need to plant something, we need to paint something, we need to haul something off, or whatever those things are. And I think that really is... It's great for everybody to be involved in that. And our daughter, like we said, has gotten involved, and she is very attached to one of the girls that are there. And, you know, she's getting older, you know, it's just different things. And I think our daughter's learned a lot, and the same as the girl that she's helping. Yeah, so they've learned a lot.
Well, one of the things that was really cool for me is any of our listeners that listen for a while know I'm a musician as a hobby. Mm. and y'all started a music program not that long ago, and we were able to help out with that a little bit. How's the music program going?
It's going fantastic, and thank you so much again for that blessing.
Well, I know for me, I almost didn't learn how to play until I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and I came so close to never learning how. And other than my family and our business here, it's been one of the greatest joys of my life. So I just think it's so cool that these kids are being able to.
Absolutely. And really what we've done with the music program is twofold, and it will continue throughout our history. So one, music is an extracurricular activity where our girls are learning how to play an instrument, whether it's a keyboard, a clarinet, a flute, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Thanks again for your donation.
Well, no. Well, I promised I was going to come down there and give some lessons, and I hadn't done that yet.
That's
so
okay. We hired somebody to come out and teach the girls.
Good. Well, I'm sure they're better at it than I am anyway.
But the other side of that, in that it's not extracurricular, but it's therapeutic. So
it
in
is.
Our residential program, we have music therapy using those same instruments in the form of coping mechanisms and really helping our girls how to calm down, because our girls have experienced trauma.
Sure.
You know, anytime you have been removed from your family through no fault of your own, that is, you know, there's a level of counseling that we have to provide for our girls. So the music therapy is extremely helpful.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Well, and that helps too. But I mean, that's a great thing because, again, if they're just alone, nobody's around, can just go pick up their instrument and just have something to do. I know for Tad, he'll just sit on the back porch. Yeah. Even if no one's around, he's like, I just want to play for a little bit, you know, which really is soothing and calming.
Yeah.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group. Pamela Phipps is not affiliated with Freedom Financial Group or AEWM.